My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
I want you to cast your mind back to yesterday evening, sitting down on the sofa watching University Challenge and this winning moment.
Which British king had seven given names, the last six of which were Albert, Christian, George, Andrew, Patrick, David?
Okay, that is
Edward. And at the goal, 170 in Christ College College of 175.
Yes, that was the winning moment in the latest series of University Challenge. If you didn't watch it, what a climax it was, because that winning team, Christ College from Cambridge, were behind going into the last few minutes. I was watching it and I thought, you know what, this is done and dusted. Warwick University are going to be taking home the gong, but not so. An incredible comeback, all led by the captain of the team, the PhD student, Dubliner, Oscar Despard. Oscar, how are you?
Very well, how are you, Karen?
So listen, congrats on the big win. How did it feel?
Oh, it was, yeah, it was lovely. I mean, we were a bit stunned in the moment when we were in the studio, but it was very fun watching it back last night.
Did you get a sense when it was being filmed, when you were there in studio, of kind of the uphill challenge, or was it just a case of concentrating the next question?
A bit of that. I mean, certainly when you're as far behind as we were, your aim is to rattle through the questions as quickly as possible, just to try to make time for a comeback. So that was our main focus, was to go as quickly as we could when there was so little time left.
How nervous were you?
Well, to be fair, when you're there in the moment, you are sort of, there's very little time to be nervous. You are just sort of thinking, you know, what's next, and how can we make this go faster if we at all can. But yeah, you're just thinking about what the answer to the question might be. And if you don't know, you make up a guess and try to move on quickly.
So what's the process to get to that point? And I don't mean so much getting through the rounds, but rather kind of putting a team together and making your way onto the TV show.
Yeah. So, I mean, we tried to sort of involve the whole college. I helped with the organizing of the team, but we put out a big quiz that everyone did their own time to get an idea of what people's relative strengths were, because obviously when you're putting together the team, you want to have not just people who are very good individually, but people who gel well together and have complementary knowledge that they can all bring to bear, which is one thing that really, I think, paid off in the end. We had somebody who could answer a question on most topics, so we were competitive on a lot of things. And then after that, yeah, we had a quick buzzer round to test sort of the dynamics on the buzzer and how people were sort of being willing to buzz in when they were, you know, maybe 75% sure or not completely sure, but able to make a good guess, which is also an important skill. And then we just, yeah, put together the team that we thought had the best chance of doing well.
And how does one practice then, once you've got a team of four together? How do you practice for the actual competition?
Well, we spend a lot of time watching old episodes. So we get together once a week to watch some past episodes and see how, if we try, we'd pause the TV to say if we could say the answer before the teams that we're playing. And then also we made a big spreadsheet with lots of, insofar as we could, we divided all of human knowledge into about 200 categories and subcategories, which we then divvied out among the members of the team to try to cover everything, or almost everything anyway.
So is it a little like when you approach poetry in the Leaving Cert and you think, well, listen, Heaney and Longley came up last year, so I probably won't bother spending too much time on both of those poets this year. Do you look at the questions that came up most recently and think that they're unlikely to ask them again?
You do to a large extent. I mean, sometimes they repeat similar topics. So, and certainly, I mean, like the Leaving Cert, you learn the questions that come up every year, so that if you're good at them, you have a very good chance of getting some marks. So Shakespeare comes up in every episode. So that was that was my specialty to try to read all the Shakespeare, which was both a pleasure and also useful when it comes to answering questions.
I'm going to kind of reveal my own lack of intellectual prowess compared to yourself, Oscar, because I'm one of these people I watch University Challenge, and I said this earlier, and when I was watching you guys last night, I got home when you were trailing, so I saw maybe the last 15 minutes and I turned it on and I thought, oh God, I'm not sure I'm going to be talking to Oscar tomorrow, this doesn't look well for the team. And from that point until the end of the show, I think I only knew one answer, and I punched the air and I shouted Agamemnon, and I kind of celebrated as if I had kind of cured cancer or something miraculous.
Well,
that was
the one that mattered in the end. So
it was the only one, and it was when they said of the brother of Menelaus. I thought, I know this one, but it's such a rarity for me. You must watch it, or did you watch it when you were growing up? And you must have been shouting out the answers to loads of questions.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I mean, I will say, yes, I must say my old classics teacher, Mr. Kyo, would probably have been screaming at me for not having got Agamemnon at that point. But thankfully, we had a trained classicist on the team who was quicker on the buzzer. To be fair, I think people sometimes overestimate just how many questions we on the show actually know. Because, I mean, there's a reason there are four people on the team. We each only know a small subset of the questions that are going to be asked. But the aim of putting the team together is to make sure that we all know, you know, three or four different questions rather than all knowing the same question, so that we can try and get as many points collectively as we can.
And then how much finger pointing and blame apportioning happens behind the scenes then, Oscar? You know, if Oscar doesn't pull his weight, do the others turn around and say, oh, Oscar, j'accuse, you answered, you're buzzing away there and you knew nothing.
Well, luckily, everyone at RT was good at contributing. But no, I think we all go on very well together. I was a bit afraid when I there was a moment at the end where I mispronounced Alexandrine for Alexandrina, and I was very glad it didn't come down to that. But
there was a couple of calls like that last night. I think there was another. Mm. There was a consonant left out of one answer as well, and it couldn't be accepted, which was very close call. That does happen. What was it like for you guys watching? You watched it back as well in Cambridge, and that prize giving last night, was that last night then with Ian McKellen? That was after the fact, obviously.
It was after the fact. It was also a bit in advance of that, but it was a good bit after the actual final was recorded, because obviously it was in Cambridge and not in the studio.
But that must have been nice for you up on the stage there, and Ian McKellen walking out.
It was a surprise. It was an honour to meet him, and he was very very friendly and very, very, very nice and generous in his comments, and also he told us lots about his life in Cambridge and his start in acting, which is very, very enjoyable.
Yeah, and his poor record as a student as well, I noticed. he acknowledged. Your parents must have been incredibly proud as well, and I know Michael D. Higgins has sent a note of congratulations. Yeah, have you been surprised at the reaction?
I've been surprised, just how big the reaction has been. I always knew there were a few sort of strange people like myself who really like watching, you know, eight university students answering questions on a Monday night. But I'm surprised there are so many such people. But it's been lovely to have all of the very, very, very positive comments from people who've enjoyed watching us and all the other teams on this series. It's been a very pleasant experience.
Well, listen, congratulations, Oscar, to yourself and the rest of the team as well, of course.
I will pass them on.
Yeah, listen, it was great fun watching it last night. Everybody here really enjoyed it, and we were delighted with the outcome. So fair play and best of luck with everything going forward in terms of study in your career. Oscar Despard, PhD student in Cambridge and winner of University Challenge, the team captain there with Christ College last night, triumphing over the University of Warwick.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa HS for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTIX or cosentix.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentix.